我。Yeah, George can't have right sentences. You're gonna take pre-workout? That's crazy. Always got to ask. Bro, that was so funny though. You guys versus Hell's Angels. Maybe you could have made friends. It could have been like that, but with George. I'd watch a remake of Pee Wee Herman, but with George. I think that's only for medical emergencies. All caps title. I will die if I don't see this movie. Please help make this movie. It's important. Oh, yes. Guys, my book comes out on Friday. It'll be available on Amazon. If you're a Kindle person, you can pre-order it. If not, you gotta wait to order it until Friday. Yes, you they will look, this one is not for sale, but they will look like this. Yeah. I appreciate that. No, there will be physical copies. You can order them through Amazon or some other way, but there will be physical copies available. There will also be an audiobook, probably around September is when that's looking like. I am not going to do what every Republican who writes a book does and buy 5,000 copies of my own book day one. I was thinking about spending more than like my mortgage on this book, but I'm against it. Have to eat the cost. Oh, there's a whole lot of restrictions. So if I have my book set up through there's a whole lot you learn about self-publishing. Basically, there's Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, and then there's what's called Ingram Spark, and Amazon is its own entity, and so they do print on demand. So your book can't be below a certain price because otherwise they don't make any money, and then you don't make any money. So every time, like for self-published authors, every time someone buys a physical copy, they print the book that time and ship it out instead of having like backlog. And then Ingram Spark is who provides books to every other bookstore in the world because they don't want to buy from Amazon. But they have a chokehold on the book world, and so they're like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. So they also do print on demand, but if someone buys it and returns it to them, then they take it out of your royalties. Nah, Amazon doesn't give a fuck. This is This is not a very well printed. This is from Amazon. It's pretty. It feels pretty cheap. But Amazon is so big. They're like, we cut down enough rainforests. We can eat the cost. Oh, this is another version from. You guys can't tell, but this is from Ingram. These are two different. Yeah, so this is a whole thing. They have a different paper stock too, so this is I don't know if you can't really see. But the paper's a little thicker here. This is ground wood, so it's a little bit thinner. I don't yeah, you guys can't tell. But yeah, so the paper here is a little bit thinner, but I don't know. So Amazon will sell, like, when you say a hard copy, do you just mean like a physical copy? I'm not doing hardcover because the margins on it. Amazon doesn't do hardcover. Ingram does, but the margins on it are insane. So like I would have to sell them, I think I did the math on it, at like 25 to $30 base, and I would make like $2 per book sold. And then if someone returned it, I would basically lose the entire profit on that. So, only paperback. I think, yeah, if you're like a very big name author, then they'll do like a very long hardback run because they can sell them for a lot more. But otherwise, it only makes sense to do paperback for self-published authors usually. But yeah. I'm doing, I don't know your reading schedules, but I'm doing like a launch party in May because I'm traveling a lot in April. So I'm doing one in May, and then I'm trying to get into some local bookstores and like some farmers markets and stuff here in Denver. It's May 2nd, I think. So if you show up, it'll be kind of a low-key thing, but if you don't show up, I'm very sad. There's gonna be a big banner that says "Welcome, George." Yeah, George, there's special editions of this cover, but you're standing right here. Yeah, I don't understand. I got the special George edition, but he wasn't mentioned anywhere in the book. Change the name just for those versions of the book. I like that. I'm on Earth. I'm on Earth. Like that. You mean Groot? Josh mentioned Groot last week. He's great.
He's creepy in the dishwashing one. It feels like he's lurking. The subway one, he looks really like Groot. It's one of Betty's brothers, Barnaby. I feel like I heard. Oh. Feel like I heard they were coming out. I feel like they were coming out with Gremlins at some point. Oh. A Hobgoblin? Yeah, there's just. Out. Maybe he's just is he just a Yao Guai of Yin? Yin Guai. Only if it's to the Yin Joker world. Never been. Oh God, I forgot I was sick.
Ooh. Think I get it.
Ooh, oohs. Oh. Oh, wow. Brain. I was going to ask if we could check if they're immune to mental things. Mental damage or things with a mental trait? Oh no. Okay. Wait. Wait. Oh Oh no. Hold on. Oh no. He's coming. First turn. I have so few things that aren't mental. We'll start off the way I generally start these things off. With a courageous anthem. Oh my gosh. Well, that didn't work. Bummer. Alright. I guess I'll try that again next time. That was one action. Second action. I will haste Benny. Third action. What do I have for a third action that isn't just... Can I try casting this focus spell again? Josh, this is one action. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's a rule on this. Can I just try doing Uplifting Overture a second time? Sorry, Courageous Anthem. Sorry, I meant All right, I'm gonna try this. Oh, even if it fails. All right, that's good to know. Gosh, I have... I got nothing. Wait. Oh, I have this. I'll cast Shield. Maybe, if I figure out how this works. It's through an item. Through my Drum of War. I gave myself Shield. All right. Well, that's my turn. Ooh, benediction. What is happening? The grooves.
those twos.
Jelly's also in our world. That's immunities for the ochre jelly. Oh, that guy's got a brain. Okay. That guy's dead. I'm gonna kill that guy. George, I just saw you.
Ah. I peek up behind Anzu and go, "You wouldn't hit a guy in sunglasses." Unfair. Well, I got a 19. That was bad. Ooh. Either. God, it's agile pseudopod. Oh. All right. We're going to try this one more time. That is insane. I think comes in last one round, but you don't spend the focus point. Oh, so I don't. There's no critical failure effect, so I'm not going through focus points. I guess it's still casting Courageous Anthem because I... okay. I'll cast Courageous Anthem. It doesn't do anything. One action, Courageous Anthem. Cool. Two actions, jog over behind Betty. Three actions. What is needle darts? Actually, let's get over here. Ochre jelly. Yeah, I'll just needle dart. I will not pierce the... I will just... Wait, which one of these is the one I want to use? I will fabricate truth against the jelly. I'm just going to start talking a lot of different directions against this jelly. Try and stupefy it. The jelly is stupefied. That's what I got. Wow, that's a good heal. He's double splicing. Oof. Oh. Basically, the same. Oh God. God. Natural ones, this fight. Oh, it's going around. It's going. Oh no. Frog. Frogs were really fun, though. These are low rolls against these jellies. Let's go. I have a thing I'm working on. I think you're thinking of it's like. Ooh. I think she's got the most. It's got the most mass, I guess, and you can do like a just longer reach to slurp over. Oh no. Well, that was a lot of dick. Oh my God, that was a lot. It's for, let's see. Said for one round, so I feel like it might be for one round. Oh that's a lot of damage. That's so much damage, Josh. What the heck? I'll cast it. Wait for. Okay, we're gonna try this one more time. I'm currently at max, so I'm going to re-roll this one, but that's three back ones on the same roll. There we go, it's a 30. So that's, I don't think that's a crit, so that's just three. That was insane. Then I'll flourish cast Soothe at third level, for Benny. Good. Can't take the healing. That's what I heard. Oh. I'm gonna bone mo ochre jelly. Yeah, and then I'm gonna yell out as I'm saying this to the team. The ochre jelly won't hear this. Should I rainbows end us across the map? Do we want some breathing room? Let me know. Come back to me on this. Circle back on this. I'm just gonna reroll this. This is insane. There we go. That's a crit. I have rolled. I've rolled four natural ones this fight. This is real. I have no mouth, but I must scream. Shit. This is what that story is about for everyone who's read that story. It's basically the same. That's all I got. Circle back on the Rainbow's End thing, guys. Think about that. Things don't look good for our heroes. I no. Wow, these are great heels. Oh got a hero point. Johnny is gonna just kind of go like this. I don't really mean to be, but now we're kind of. I had a whole thing going on, but a lot of ooze around here. You can get up next to me and then just hold your action for my rainbow's end. I think it takes two actions to ready one action. It's a reverse of last time. Are they both bone mode? Oh. I'll bone mode this other oak jelly. Get bone mode. Oh no! Bummer! Don't go for Johnny. Don't go for Johnny. Don't go for Argyle. Don't go for either of us. Walk away. A lot of nat ones this time. No, no. All right. I will jog over here so I'm sort of in range of more or less everybody. That's one action. Second action. I will. This is only going to be one action. I'll yell at the other ochre jelly, "You have no mouth! And you can't scream!" And I'll bone roll that guy too. Just for fun. Bad roll. Bad roll. Still sucks. Third action. I will Rainbow, send us out of here. This is, it's got a 60-foot range, so let's see. Nice 10-foot burst. I think I can get to. Oh god. I think I can get to over. Oh god. Every time I try and move, this is not working. There we go. Hello. There we go. Did that burst? So feel free to go through me over there. And then I'll yell, go, go, go! That's my turn. Holy neither. Oh no.
What the heck? So, oh no, I'm a silver fox. Plus nine at this? Jeez. I get a gray hair. Oh no! Anzu, get through the rainbow. Really like Anzu, there's a farm on the other side of the rainbow. Ooh. Oh. Gonna work. On people
You don't have to. No one is making you do this.
No.
You don't have to. No one is making you do this. No one is making you. Ow. Oh, good, because I'm not good at whatever that was. Ooh. Sheaths all this sort. It's back. Oh. All right. But five is basically six if you round up. You round to the nearest six, then. Okay. Guys, I'm dead. I'm so dead. Oh, I'm about to get eaten. Wait. Wait, Josh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I would like to correct the story. Yep. So that's my last mythic point. Sorry, I forgot a new level six thing I forgot I had. Which would not have been a crit if I was not unconscious and off guard. Forgot I had that. Oh, so there's a moment where the pseudopod comes down and everything freezes and Johnny just goes, this is not how it happens, and then kind of dodges to the side, doesn't get smushed, then goes, ah, fuck, and Rainbow's End's out of there. That is one action to Rainbow's End all the way over, not that far. That's not as far as I'm going. I went too far. I'm so sorry. To right there. Then I will cast Soothe on myself. Flourish cast it one action at second level. I just show up at the other end of the rainbow next to everyone. I almost just died again, guys. Yeah, I got a gray. I'm a silver fox now. I pull up my one gray hair. I don't think I have anything else I can do. So, third action. Hide behind Argyle. Nope, I'm still good. Yes. Nope. I got some stuff. I got a lot of just talking I can do. I can just talk to people. Yeah. Bird training right now. Ugh. Oh no. Oh God, it moves so fast. All right, we gotta kill this tar. Give me one moment to, can I do this at first level? Okay. What are the ones the thing is not immune or resistant to? Can we use piercing on this one? Do we know? Okay. I am going to use my stupidest spell. Yeah. So I'm gonna cast Horde of Underlings, and six miniature versions of us with really big heads, like mascot versions of us. So you got all of us, and then an Arctos, and then we'll throw in a nigh and a nuck, but they're one person. They occupy one space, and they're all little versions of us, but they all have knives, and they just gotta go like this and pierce it. I'm gonna make you place the six underlings. I'm so sorry, Josh. Because they don't immediately go away. We'll make a medium. It's one. No, sorry, five. They have one hit point, the rest is five. And they can each be killed individually, and each one does damage. The fine print on this spell is very important for a special project we're working on later. Not heroic sacrifice, sadly. That one doesn't work with these because they're not technically minions. Maybe we'll get to see it for the ogre jelly. Amazing. I don't know why it's should be six of these. Piercing for this Yeah. You don't mean to do it way. They all rolled Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, two, four, seven, 11, 13. 15 points of piercing damage as these guys all jump out and start doing this. It'll get dumber, Josh. Don't worry. They stick around. I still have one other action this turn, but gosh, I don't know what to use it for. I'm going to message the ochre jelly and say, get over here. That's my turn. Oh, excellent. Oh. Amazing. That's even better. I didn't realize it worked like that. This spell got even better. Ooh. Thank you. This spell's not going anywhere, Josh. Yes, 100%. I would have liked to have flanked this. This is amazing. Oh. No, not the underlings. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the one that looks like a nigh and a nuck. Oh no. Josh, they only have one hit point. This spell has so many interactions they didn't think through. Just for this. Oh no, my guys! My little guys! That's the one that looks like, that's the one that looks like Arctos. Oh no. What's happening in this fight? Guys, don't worry, the little guy got it. Benny, ignore the gray room, just end this. So the living tar. You have a plus 6 to athletics? You have a plus 6 to athletics? How are you so strong? Anzu is jacked. It says you're a master in athletics. Okay. What if I mean musical accompaniment? The spell. Musical accompaniment. Oh no. Okay, let's see here. How far is it for these little guys? Okay. Okay. Now time to unleash the power of these little guys. First, I will use invented vulnerability on Ochre Jelly. So I will attempt a deception check to deceive the Ochre Jelly into thinking it's weak. Mm-hmm. A critical success. Amazing. This guy is now has weakness 6 to bludgeoning. No, they haven't changed it. So it's piercing. It's weakness 6 to piercing now. So I can't just gain weakness to that. Oh. Okay. Okay. Let me look something on the spell. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just do bludgeoning for Benny's sake. I can't change the type of damage the underlings do. That's a bit of a bummer. So I just won't sustain them. Instead, I will... that's one action. I will Courageous Anthem just for one round. Actually, you never know. I'll Lingering Composition. I think that's just a success. Okay, so the Ochre Jelly has weakness 6 to bludgeoning. That's going on there, which is cool. And then I will... I'll just needle darts the gray ooze. Why not? I think this is silver. Nice. And that is my turn. They'll fade. They just kind of run into the distance and fade away. We're free. They're just running away. Off to the next adventure. And then they just pop out of existence in confetti. Yeah, that was a this just felt like some oozes. Guys, did you see when I almost died? Yes. What? In most in many species, yes. Yes. The second 9 years too. The first like three sets of 9 years, pretty much, yeah. Yep. I would. I will aid. I gotta make a fourth check. Someone's a crit. It needs to be a crit. Yeah, that was me. Check. Oh no. I'm Aiden. I'm rolling out AIDS. Aid. Oh. On a roll. Yeah, Can I roll this one? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it is interesting that the people running the pilgrimage are devils or fiends of some sort, and this thing we can resonate with it, and it appears to be vaguely fiendish, even though we know it's not. Maybe that's what they're doing in the tower. They're harvesting energy somehow for something. Not a bad idea. Yeah, I'm sick as long as we're down here. Gotcha. Do yeah, stealth. Only second one. The man with hollow bones is stealthy. Perception. One. Yeah, I mean, can talk to someone about that. It's kind of dangerous, but I'm sure we can figure something out. Like set it back, maybe try and set him back for long enough for us to go on this pilgrimage, come back, and then figure out what's going on here. We think it's going where the singer is, the vocalist. Sorry. Don't you want to figure out what the Void song is all about? How many days do we have until the pilgrimage? I mean, we can try and stop this right now and sleep down here and then just blow through there, blah, 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 blah. Or we can go back out, gear up, come back in and try it. I don't know what we're gonna face though. Yeah, we don't know. Oh. Just jog. Yeah. So, 26. That seems so bad. Should we? Before we approach, Josh, when this is deep lore, when the gods first came through, there was supposedly like a big crack, right? And a railroad. Oh no. I think this is a mini crack. A little bitty crack. Holy shit, it's the God Home. Guys, we gotta go through. We gotta figure out what's on their side. We don't really know what the God Home is. Come on, guys, we've come this far. Yeah, wait, sorry, I may have misunderstood. How big is the crack? Oh. I misunderstood, I thought it was bigger.
Ugh, this is bad.
They're trying to crack it open. So here's the question. Did they pick Teller's Run because it was secluded and then they did all of this? Or was all this here and they picked Teller's Run because this was here? I don't know. It's weird because that statue out there doesn't seem like pyre. Right? It doesn't seem like the god of burning stuff. Oh God, there's so many groups involved in this. Oh no. I mean, we have a few options. One, we walk away, we deal with this, we come back from the pilgrimage. Two, we walk away, we tell someone else. Three, we regroup, we dive back in, and we deal with this right now. I guess there are probably other options, but those are the easy ones. There. What happens if we push it? Ooh. Guys, what do we do about the volcano?
oozes.
What if that would be in a glue factory? No. Nope. Darkness 100. Oh. So I guess now I guess that when I'm in there, I can't see anyone else. I can't see other. I see their tokens, but not what they. It's crazy. Okay. Well. Yeah, Josh, can you place an enemy token and see what it looks like? Yeah, so we can still see outside of the darkness, but inside of the darkness, people just kind of look. Yeah. Maybe. I'll just take a screenshot. You know, our tribal djinn. Next week. Oop.